Hi. I'm here for the life drawing thing. your model today. I'm sorry, I think I'm a bit early. Should I wait or? Okay. Okay, sorry. I am a tiny bit nervous about this. I've never really done anything like this before, so yeah. So how do we do this? You just want me to take my clothes off? Okay. It's a bit cold in here. Okay. So where would you like me to sit? Or would you like me to sit? What pose would you like me in? Okay. Okay, so it's sort of like this. Okay. I feel like Kate Winslet in Titanic. Okay, I'll try to keep still. No, I am very nervous. I'm sorry. I know it maybe seems kind of weird to volunteer for this kind of thing when you're a bit shy, but I don't know, I was curious. I wanted to try it. And sorry, I'll stop moving so much. When my friend told me that you were looking for some new models, I've been a fan of your work for like quite a while. She showed me some of your paintings and yeah, I just I really love them, and like I think your use of color is so interesting. So yeah, I felt like this was too good an opportunity to pass up. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. There is a certain part of me that just likes the idea of letting you see me naked. Just because I like your work. It's nothing pervy. And I don't know, I just I think I'm just gonna stop talking about why I wanted you to see me naked. I'm sorry, this is very unprofessional of me. Oh, you're done with that first sketch? Should I sit differently or? Yeah, of course, no problem. Is Is it good like this? Okay. No, this is fine. Arch my back a little more. Okay. Like that? Okay. No, it's fine, honestly. I don't mind being on my knees. That sounded a tiny bit wrong, I'm sorry. I'm being really awkward about this whole thing, but yeah. I'm sorry. I suppose you're used to professional models. Beautiful girls coming in here and taking off all their clothes for you and putting themselves on display. Oh, you think I fit in that category? Well, it's a good thing that you're not actually painting yet, because I don't think this blush would look very good in pictures. Yeah, I'm really excited to see the end result. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of a dream come true for me to to, you know, get to work with you and Well, yeah, I told you I've been a fan. Like, you know, whenever I see some of your paintings, like, they just sort of, like, I don't know, they just speak to me in a way, and, like, I always had this sort of, like, I don't know, just like this fantasy of like seeing myself through your eyes, like seeing myself through the eyes that creates all these beautiful things. I'm sorry, is that really weird? And I don't sound too much like a stalker. Oh, you wouldn't mind that. Well, now that's an interesting turn of events. So tell me, does it ever get weird? Like, when you're sitting there and you're supposed to be just focused on your art and on drawing whatever's in front of you. Do you ever get distracted? Or or are you just strictly professional? I'm just asking because I feel like your eyes have been focusing on my breasts for a very long time. And I can't imagine that in a preliminary sketch like this one that you have to do that much detail on them. I don't mind. I like being on display for you. That was why I wanted to do this. I want you to see me. Should we try a new pose? Which one do you want this time? Maybe. Maybe if I lie down like this. spread my legs a little. Arch my back so that you get that nice curve on my ass. Is that good? What are you talking about? My breathing's not getting weird. Well, is it a bad thing if I'm a bit turned on? Doesn't it just add a little something to the painting? I mean, every painting, every work of art has to convey something. It might as well be lust. Because that is what I'm feeling right now. I've been lusting for you for such a long time. It's a little hard to control myself now that I'm actually here. You look like you think it's kind of hard to control yourself, too. No, I don't mind. I like seeing you get turned on by me. Maybe. What if I felt like this? On my back. My legs spread a little bit. And my hand between my legs. Would that work? Probably moving way too much right now. You don't mind? That's good. Amazing. I do believe it's your turn now. I've been fantasizing about crawling up to you. Getting on my knees for you. Spreading your legs. And sitting here between them. So that I can suck your cock. Oh, will you please let me do that? Oh, please. Oh, I really want to. Why do you look so shy? Do you not want to, or... You're worried about your size? Don't be worried about that. I don't care. Honestly, I don't. Come on, just please. I want to make you feel good. Please, I've been fantasizing about it for so long. I just really want to please you. Thank you. I don't know what you're worried about. It's perfect. Oh, I love it. I love that it's so small. Turns me on. Feels so good between my lips. This for you for so long. Does that feel good? Like knowing that there's a girl who's just been fantasizing about sucking your cock and pleasing you. Your pre-cum tastes so good. Fuck, it just... My love. Rubbing it against my lips and my tongue. Getting to taste all of you. I can fit all of your perfect cock in my mouth at once. I love it. It feels so good. I really, really want you to come. It would really just make this fantasy complete. That would just be the perfect cherry on top. If you'll come all over my face, then I'll go back and I'll pose again. With your cum in my face and my juices still dripping down my legs. Please. Please come on my face. And maybe we can have a bit more fun later after you finish drawing. Please come all over my face, please. Please give me your cum, please. I need it all over me. Please, I need to make your perfect cock come. Please. I need it all. Okay. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, fuck, I love the way it feels all over my face. I'm just gonna taste a little bit. Tastes so good. Oh god, this was so much better than I'd imagined. Now what pose do you want me in this time?